You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
From New York City, the only city in America, it's the show that invented news. This is The Daily Show with your host, Sarah Silverman.
Day. Did you vote? Well, too bad, because it's too late. Democracy is ruined because of you. Unless you did vote, in which case, nerd. Anyway, we've got a great show for you tonight, so let's get right into headlines. Let's kick things off with some politics. Yesterday, we talked about a new poll that shows Joe Biden doing much worse than you might think. Now, another poll today shows someone doing much better than you might think.
So take a look at this 2024 election. This is if RFK Jr. is in the mix, 33% Biden, 35% Trump, 24% Kennedy.
He is the highest polling independent in decades and could potentially take millions of votes from either candidate.
22% in one poll, 24% in another. That is the kind of numbers we haven't seen since Ross Perot.
RFK Jr. is an overwhelming source of misinformation and disinformation, a purveyor of vile conspiracy theories and fake science. He's linked chemicals in our water supply to gender dysphoria, antidepressants to school shootings, and insisted COVID vaccines were a tool to control people via microchips.
That's right. Robert F. Kennedy is in a three-way race with Trump and Biden, which is definitely the worst three-way a Kennedy has ever been a part of. If he gets 24% in the election, it would be the best showing for a third-party candidate since Teddy Roosevelt. And because RFK is anti-vax, it would be the best showing for polio since Franklin Roosevelt. On one hand, it could be historic. America could set the record for hiring the world's oldest Nepo baby. On the other hand, this guy is crazy. And he's not like Trump crazy, where it's obvious right away. I mean, as soon as you see Trump, you're like, oh yeah, this is a broken man, you know? RFK is like so boring. You gotta be talking for 20 minutes before you realize he just said pesticides make people trans. Wow, kill bugs and be your authentic self. Sign me up. And I liked RFK Jr. back when he was the, like, clean water guy. Why couldn't we get that RFK? Getting this RFK is like getting a Giuliani post-sideburn drip. Bottom line, this is not good. You got one candidate who doesn't believe in vaccines and two others who were alive when they were invented. Because whoever is president is going to have to handle a lot of problems, beginning with an interspecies war on the high seas.
We're back with another killer whale attack in the high seas. Orcas sank three boats off Spain earlier this year, and guess what? They are at it again. Orcas surrounded this Polish yacht sailing through the Strait of Gibraltar, ramming the vessel for 45 minutes until it sank. The crew is okay, and experts still aren't sure why the whales are being so aggressive.
Oh, you aren't sure why the orcas are being aggressive? I don't know. Maybe because we keep stuffing their blowholes with empty bottles of Mountain Dew Code Red? I don't know why we're surprised this is happening. They're literally called killer whales. Are we also surprised when a blue whale is blue or a sperm whale guzzles sperm? But give credit to the yacht owners. They put up a valiant defense against the orcas by yelling, "Do you know who my father is?" Still, it didn't work, and nobody knows what to do about this. All I know is if orcas are going to keep destroying yachts, Jeff Bezos has a yacht. World. 2 years ago, the office-sharing startup WeWork began selling stock to the public, and if you had the foresight and courage to invest in it at the time, I have some terrible news for you.
Now to the stunning downfall of a company that was once the most valuable startup in the U.S.
This morning, office space rental company WeWork is hoping to rework its business, filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. The company, once privately valued at $47 billion, announcing the move overnight after years of controversies and poor performance. Shares plummeting 98% since 2021, trading at just 83 cents yesterday.
Holy shit. WeWork went from a $47 billion company to bankruptcy. Somewhere out there, Elon Musk is going, "Ooh, challenge accepted." But you know what? Maybe this is an opportunity. America has a homelessness crisis, and WeWork has all of the empty building space. You see where I'm going with this, right? We need to give the WeWork guy another $100 billion to solve homelessness. For more on WeWork's collapse, let's go live out to their headquarters with Ronnie Chang. Ronnie? Ronnie, what a fall from grace for WeWork.
Yes, Sarah, it's so shocking. Who could have predicted WeWork would fail with such a genius invention, an office building? What a game changer. No one had ever thought of working in a building before. We were all just out in the rain, our laptops getting soaked.
What can we learn from a collapse like this?
Well, there's a lot of complicated financial technicalities involved, but I'd say the main lesson here is don't invest in stupid shit. Which I know is hard for America since most companies are stupid. I mean, remember that Theranos lady with the turtleneck? She got like $1 billion for inventing a box full of broken glass and blood. At least she had something, okay? The crypto people were like, "Hey, remember those coins Mario would collect? Well, for 50 grand, I can get you one without having to punch a turtle." And everyone was like, "Sign me up."
Yeah, but Ronnie, to be fair, bad ideas are sometimes how you get the good ideas.
That's a terrible idea, Sarah, okay? The fact is, this has been a disgraceful period for America. This is the land of innovation. America had Edison. He invented the light bulb. Henry Ford, who invented the assembly line. And Benjamin Franklin, who invented being bald while also having long hair.
All right, so what do we do with all the remaining properties that WeWork has left behind?
Well, you're in luck, Sarah, because I have a business idea of my own. Ask yourself, what do people in cities really need?
Affordable housing.
Okay, relax, MSNBC, okay? In practical terms, what people really need, above all else, is a comfortable place to shit, right? One where you don't have to pretend you're gonna buy a bear claw when you're done. I'm talking about a place where I can take a dump, where you can take a dump. There's no liberal dumps or conservative dumps, just dumps of all colors and consistencies, where black girls and Asian boys can take a dump in peace without someone jiggling the handle every 5 minutes. Hey, we're in here. We're all in here. And to make it happen, all I need is $20 billion and a couple of Glade plugins. Because America doesn't need a place to work. We just need a place to do our business. Right? Thank you. Thank you. God bless America.
When we come back, I hit the streets to find someone to smoke with, so don't go away.
Dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Think of shopping and getting stabbed on the subway, but also shopping. So this week I checked out the latest product to hit the shelves in this great city of ours. Check it out.
Hey y'all, it's your old pal Sarah Silverman and I'm back in New York City where now weed is so legal they have stores. Stores with weed. I mean, what is this? 23 other states?
Great, but could I find someone to smoke this fancy new legal weed with?
Do you guys smoke pot?
Yeah.
You buy it from the store now, or do you guys still, are you loyal to your old dealers?
Used to have to go all around and like, hey, I gotta text you a menu. So now you just go down the corner and then there's like a store right there.
I noticed a couple of you have walkie-talkies. Is it for work?
Yeah.
Hey, yo, this is Sarah Silverman. I just wanna let you know that Curtis has diarrhea and he might be a little bit late.
Okay, well, these guys didn't get stoner comedy, but maybe I'd find some bud buddies at one of the new licensed dispensaries, like the Union Square Travel Agency, where buying drugs feels like, well, a little bit like making an appointment at the not-so-genius bar.
So when New York legalized, they granted the first licenses to people being formerly incarcerated.
I love it. Yeah. When I first moved to New York City, the way I got weed was I call my dealer or get into his Toyota Yaris and have to sit in his smelly car while I listen to his band's demo. And here, I mean, are you in a band?
I'm not in a band.
It's refreshing.
Instead of dealers without professional boundaries, these new dispensaries have weed baristas, aka bud tenders.
I want the giggles and the creativity of a sativa,
okay,
with the feeling like I'm being held by like a 16-foot man, cradled like a baby.
We have something for that.
Really?
We do. So what's your preferred method of consumption?
Do you have anything that I can put up anally, like a suppository of some kind? Not with weed in it, just anything.
Not here.
Are you high right now?
No.
I'd like to speak to a manager, please.
Non-high weed dealers? What a strange new world. At least the customers were just like in the old days.
What are you guys gonna do when you're high?
We giggle.
Yeah.
We laugh.
We laugh. And do we get intimate?
We get intimate, and we get brownies.
What's brownies? Is that kind of some kind of sex
cookies.
Euphemism?
No.
Oh, just an actual brownie.
We're old-fashioned, just brownies, yeah.
Oh, that sounds good. That's right up my alley. Can I get high with you?
Sure.
When it's time to get intimate, you know, one of you guys will have to leave.
Can we choose?
We'll pick straws.
And people aren't just using weed to enhance their eating and lovemaking.
It helps with a lot of like anxiety or just like that nerve pushing button where you're just like, I don't want to talk to you anymore.
It's like, I feel like you smoke pot and you realize that nothing you're worried about matters.
Yeah.
I mean, basically, we're already dead.
These users were so stoked on their legal weed, it seems like anyone could sell it to them.
Notes of hickory.
Like anyone at all.
What ills are you trying to solve with drugs?
I'm just looking to get higher than I've ever been.
Yeah, just ultimate high. Like,
yeah.
We can do that with this.
That's going to be $738.
For an eighth?
It is expensive, but it is cheaper than therapy.
That's true.
All in all, it's crazy to think that something you can buy now for a lot of money in a fancy store used to get people sent to prison. And many are still there.
There are people here that were put in prison for weed crimes.
Okay. Yeah.
It would be great if there was a radical exchange of wealth with people who have served time for something that politicians are making millions from now.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I don't know what I'm saying. I'm stoned.
I still hadn't found anyone to smoke with besides the horny brownie lovers, but as usual, New York City didn't let me down.
This is crazy. We're actually doing a story about people smoking weed in New York.
Yo, I'm smoking weed in New York right now. That's crazy.
And you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of weed is this?
So this is like a sativa. It's a cookies blend, you know, classic. But I get it from a smoke shop.
You get it illegally from a deli.
Well, from a smoke shop, you gotta be careful with what you get.
Yeah.
Yeah, my guy showed me photos of where he grows and stuff, so I trust him.
Yeah, if he has a picture of it, it's definitely true.
Which led me to address the most serious question that this issue had raised.
I've got a dog at home. Like, do you think she loves me, or do you think it's just like, I'm the person that feeds her, so she just plays ball?
Your dog is love. And that might be what you need. And even if it's not directed to you, that's the love you got. Like, that's your dog, you know what I mean? So, does it matter?
I guess it doesn't really matter whether you get your weed from a fancy dispensary or as part of some tragically misguided drug war, as long as you smoke it with a friend.
My dog is love. I could cry. That's so beautiful. Love. My dog is love. Love made a mess on the carpet.
And love cleaned that mess up.
It's all love.
Dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. My guest tonight is a researcher and author of the New York Times bestseller, Eve, How the Female Body Drove 200 Million Years of Human Evolution. Please welcome Kat Bohannon. Barbie over here.
I know. Is it kink or is it business casual? You don't know. You don't gotta know. Hey, everybody. How's it going? Hanging a little to the left then.
So, okay, you set out to prove that the human body drove human evolution. What did you discover?
One of the central things I discovered was that we are garbage at making babies, just the entire species. This is actually a flaming garbage pile. This is the technical term, right? Yeah. So you wouldn't think so, right? Because we have 8 billion people in the world, right? So you think that we are obviously good at popping them out. But no. No, actually, our pregnancies and births and postpartum recoveries are harder and longer and more prone to dangerous and crippling and sometimes murdery complications than they are in most any other primate. Well, except for a squirrel monkey, and we feel real bad for her. But also most other mammals, actually. We do, in fact, suck at this, and that changes how you understand the story of the female body, yeah? That changes how you understand what all this is for. It's not that it is our destiny to make babies, to be fulfilled or something.
Wasn't mine.
Yeah, no. No. I mean, I love my kids, but I'm good to be done with that. No, it's how we do it, particularly as a species, is so bad that there are many fail-safes, there are many things built in to kind of brace for impact. Yeah?
Go on.
It's more like that. Yeah? That there are ways in which our immune system has adapted because the placenta downregulates the immune system. So, you know, since you don't want to die of infection when you're pregnant, maybe your immune system runs a little hot the rest of the time. Right? It may be the case that we breastfeed the way that we do. It may be the case that we have menstruation the way that we do. In each case, because we are actually just trying not to die.
Oh. I see. And yeah. And from what I read, what you found was that all of this medical research and science has been based on the, what do we say, cis male sex at birth. I'm progressive.
Yeah, it's just dicks all the way down. So,
instead of turtles.
Right. Quite, exactly. So this is true in biological research, this is true in biomedical research. We are only studying males, right? And it's basically because this thing we call a menstrual cycle, which a biologist would call an estrous cycle, is just so messy and complicated, right? So you have this slope of hormones that's doing all kinds of things in a female body if you're studying mammals, so maybe just don't then?
Don't what?
Study them. That seemed to be the solution.
Oh, I see. You're just like, let's not deal with this.
Yeah, it's not like there was any sexist cabal. I'm not saying there isn't sexism. It's more like it's not necessarily sexism that was driving it. It's more that there was a kind of unspoken agreement in biology. Oh, we'll solve this problem, this messy, messy chick problem, in rats mostly, by not studying the female. Yeah, which means that by the time you get to doing biological research that might lead to pharmaceuticals, well, then it may not have been studied on females at all. And then, in fact, many of the medications that are on the market today have never been studied on females at all, from rat to dog to often human.
I know so many women who went to the doctor over and over again with crippling pain, sent home, told to take a Tylenol, told that it's in their head, and it was endometriosis, which men don't get. So this is what listening to you, I listened to you on a podcast, and you were talking about that, and talking about how inflammation works different in a female body, and...
Absolutely. The lack of studying endo, well, that is just sexism, actually. Unfortunately, and we're just starting to come back around and really start to model how that's working. So there is some good news on the horizon, but it's slow going. Yeah, but the reason that we didn't understand that women are more likely to wake up on the surgery table is because we hadn't properly studied sex differences in anesthesia. Now it's rare. I know it's nightmare fuel, but
I know.
I always think
I'm gonna wake up.
No, it's cool, but like it's very, very rare. But again, a bit of a sex difference there. So the moral imperative of studying female bodies is clear, but that book would not exist if it weren't for all of the amazing, often women and people of color scientists who are driving the new research, who are finding new things out, which are really cool.
Oh yeah. Well, first of all, I just want to say about the anesthesia. I had throat surgery once, and they gave me anesthesia, and I said, it's not enough. And then they didn't believe me, and then I proved it by explaining Brexit. It was around that time. They were like, oh yeah, she needs a little more juice. You know, the amazing things you're finding out.
As you do.
The amazing things, sorry, that you're finding out. I mean, I couldn't believe when I heard you talking about breastfeeding.
Oh,
and
yes.
That the nipple has sensors, and the mouth of the baby has sensors, and they communicate. And if the baby is sick, the nipple will, like, readjust the titty milk right there.
Yeah. Yeah, this is Cray. You want me to talk about the upsuck? Because I can.
Yes.
Yeah, upsuck.
Oh, yeah,
it's exactly
suction.
What it sounds like. U-P-S-U-C-K. So when, okay, so here's a boob. Let's say it is. Fine. I mean, or here. But yeah, right? You know, and so if you are properly latching and you're a newborn, you are attaching onto this whole boob structure, kind of lamprey-like, right? And you're forming a docking seal. Yeah?
Yeah.
And you form a vacuum by sucking in your cheeks and rolling the tongue back under the... It's actually very invasive to think about. I'm glad to be done.
Yeah, it's like...
Anyway, but yeah, so what you're doing, though, is because you're moving the tongue under that nipple, you newborn, not you, maybe you, but not you, right? That you're moving the focus of the... It's just physics. You're moving the focus of that vacuum back and forth in that enclosed space. What that does is it creates a tide, just like you've seen on the shores of California, right? So you have the milk coming in on the wave on the top, and underneath the tide, of course, you have an undertow. So what's happening is the baby's spit is being sucked back into the mom's boob, where it then distributes through her ductal work and is read like some weird ancient code by an army of immunoagents and sensors, which then tailor the milk to suit. If the kid is sick, the milk changes. Yeah? Mm-hmm.
The milk changes.
It changes. It does. This is a two-way communication platform.
It's so weird because it's like we're like machines, we're like nature, we're like, I don't know, and I look at outer space and then I see like the inside of a human body, it all kind of looks the same. That wasn't on these cards. I'm stalling, but... Oh, yeah, I asked
you're
you this.
You're doing great. I like you.
Thank
Hello.
You. Yeah. You're doing great, too. Yeah. Is research getting any better with this stuff?
Yes. And that is the absolutely good news. I mean, it's often intergenerational. Yeah, there is some resistance from the old guard. It's not like that's new to science. That's kind of in any industry when you have a social shift, when you have a paradigm shift in understanding what you're doing. So there is some resistance by the people who are giving the scientists the grants. There is some resistance from the old people because it's not nothing to change your mind. What is it to be told that for decades you, maybe a Nobel laureate, in fact, sometimes, you know, were wrong about something? That's actually a hard shift. That's hard to do. There are many older scientists who are leading the guard, but there are some who are not. So that's a thing. But no, new generation coming in, doing all the new science, and it's like the Wild West out there, man. Like anywhere you look for a sex difference in mammals, you kind of find one, right? Which also means that we don't entirely know what's going to matter in the long run, right? You know, because it's new. It's not just cutting edge science, it's like bleeding edge science.
Right.
But it's cool.
And it's,
and it's moving forward.
It isn't necessarily gendered. It's gendered in that it's like what your sex at birth is, but like you were talking about the male and female brain and that they're indistinguishable.
Yeah. Now, don't do this at home, but if you do hold two cadaver brains in your hands, if this occasion happens upon you, I can't imagine why, but if you were, and nobody prepped you to say, this one came from a biologically male body, this one came from a female body, there's actually no way for you to know. There may be some minor sex differences in myelination, some ratio of gray matter in one region, but in the exact same brain in another region, it'll have the opposite pattern. It's more like a sex mosaicism. The only way to tell for sure is to literally shove them in a blender, sluice them down. We've done this. Sluice them down.
Sluice.
Count the cells and sequence the DNA, and you're going to have to do a number of them because females who have given birth to males may well have some of his cells up in their brains just reproducing.
Like some Y's?
Like some actual Y's. That's how we know that there's chimerism. Yeah.
I feel like I have a son
and his cells are apparently probably in my brain just doing something. I don't know what. Right? Yeah. But that is the only way to know, just sequencing the DNA, which is cool.
You know, she's really cool, right? You talk about science, but it sounds like beat poetry. But I will say, like, for a book that is all about the female form and the female body and all that stuff, you talk a lot about dicks. Like, why so much dick?
I do. There is a surprising amount of dong in this book. That is true. It's true. I mean, it's like a woman holding a cell phone. Like, did there need to be that much penis in here? Right? Apparently the answer is yes, because vaginas and penises, not for your phone, but in this case, vaginas and penises co-evolve in all species that have them, which means you can't like talk about the evolution of the vag without talking about the co-evolution of its, I don't know, excitable partner.
Right.
Maybe eager, earnest partner. Yes, they try real hard. Yeah.
I mean, it's like a penis, like an inside, an outside vagina? Like, don't they put them in? No, I don't really know what I'm talking about. Now I'm
You'd
no
actually
scientist.
Be surprised how scientifically accurate that question is, my dear. No, actually, when the genitals are forming in those early weeks in the wombs, they all form from the same bud, essentially. And there's a diagram of it in the book, very nicely done. Yeah, and they're essentially the same thing for a long time. And what becomes the clitoris in a typical female
extends out. Oh, I just had a tingle when you said clitoris.
It extends out. Yeah, exactly. So it's not that it's an inside-out vagina, but it is true that it is remarkably from the same stuff.
Yeah. Why should men read your book? Should men read your book?
I think so, for their own good. So the thing is, they can read my book and care about it.
To learn about the human body like all the books we read.
Or we can cut off their balls.
This is a great ending point, and yet I feel I'd
There's
like to know if you would like to expound.
I will. See, the thing is, let's talk about sex and longevity, yeah? The thing is that there are many ways to extend a male mammal's lifespan, to make them live longer. We know that females generally live longer and males don't across mammals, but the one thing that you can do that's more reliable than just about anything else is castrate him. Cut off his balls. And we know this because we have cut out thousands of balls, okay? For science, right? So we have done rat balls, we have done rodents of all types, we have done dogs, you've probably done that. Well, you paid a guy, but that adds like a year and a half
to
like a domestic dog's life. Pigs and monkeys. And humans. We have the data in humans. The Korean Imperial Court kept very good medical records and had eunuchs. American men in the mid-century who were hospitalized, usually for mental illness, and because the history of eugenics is horrific, were also castrated. Very good medical records. And a Central Asian tradition, too. All of these castrated males lived longer, healthier lives than their regularly bald peers. And I'm not talking about a small gain. It's an average of 14 years. So why is that?
Your space work is phenomenal.
Why are so many men smuggling two little death nuggets? You know, like, why are these the ping pongs of destiny? Why are these the actual grapes of wrath? Yeah, so, and the answer is, we're not entirely sure. We have some models, some scientists are doing the work, but this is the actual future of gerontology, figuring out why there are sex differences in aging and why cutting off balls will make men live longer is how we're going to provide better medicine for cis men. And I think we can all get on board here. American men deserve better from Medicare than a mass castration plan.
Yes, that's a very good point. I mean, mic drop, right?
You dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives.
Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
To World Central Kitchen. They are first to the front lines, serving chef-prepared meals to communities impacted by natural disasters and during humanitarian crises. If you can, please support this amazing organization in their work at the link below.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show, wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.